Good morning. I will be your narrator today as we go through a wonderful story known as A Classic Christmas Carol. You're probably wondering, why this title? Well, that is an entirely different story, one that has no reason whatsoever. Therefore, I will just begin to show you the life of two young children who had an unexpected change of events in just little time. Enjoy, and good morning. Andy is the one on the left and Mandy on the right. Two wonderful children filled with joy and kindness on this beautiful Thanksgiving morn. All was happy, and if I do say so, not a care in the world. That is, not until Mr. and Mrs. Jones were to take a trip, one from which they would never return. Soon they were to be sent to an orphanage. Ah, the Shearers' Home for Children. That, I believe, was what it was called. Andy did not enjoy it, as his headmaster, Mr. Jonathan, was mean and broken-hearted from past events which boiled and boiled in his soul. Whereas Mandy rather enjoyed her loving and kind headmaster, Miss Mary.
All right, children, finish your work so we can practice for the Christmas program at church tonight.
I love the Christmas program. It's always my favorite time of the year.
Me too. I bet there is a lot of people.
What about all the food after the program?
Stop, you're making me hungry.
Girls, we need to finish. We don't want to be late.
What are you guys doing standing around? Get back to work.
Aw, don't be that way, Mr. Jonathan. It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, cheer up. They say it takes a lot more muscles to frown than to smile.
Yeah, I'll smile when I'm dead and far away from you kids.
Don't be that way, Mr. Jonathan.
Yeah, we love you.
Oh, don't give me those fake smiles. Get back to work.
Say, can we go with the girls tonight, Mr. To practice tonight, Mr. Johnson?
Yeah, besides, I get to see Amelia. She's cute.
That's gross. We're going to practice, remember?
Oh, whatever.
Thanks, Mr. Johnson, and Merry Christmas.
Ah, bug. Bah, humbug.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Sid.
Oh, is Mr. Jonathan getting you down?
Yeah, I know that deep down is something nice, but I don't know how to find it.
You'll find it. Just keep praying for him.
Thanks,
you guys, come in. The bus is about to leave.
Yeah.
Well, hurry up, slowpokes. We're going to miss all the fun.
That was amazing. Okay, now go ahead and get ready. I'll be back in just a minute.
Who is it?
It's me, Mary, your daughter.
What do you want?
I was wondering if you wanted to come to the Christmas play tonight.
No, tonight I'm going to go to bed early.
We sure would love to have you there tonight. The kids have worked so hard.
Oh, I said no. I'm tired, and besides, these kids have worn me out. You know how I feel about Christmas.
I know, Dad, but Mom would have wanted you to enjoy it.
Oh, don't bring your mother into this. I'm not going, and that's final.
Okay. But remember, there's always room for you. I love you, Dad.
I love you, too.
The night was long and hard for Mr. Jonathan. As he tossed and turned, certainly visions of sugar plums were not dancing in his head.
Who are you?
I'm Sarah Hen, the angel of Christmas past.
You want to do that? You know, you need to focus on your grades and going to college. You know, churches, they're always trying to steal your money. And then you don't have any. Well, that's my time. I guess I'll see you next year.
Okay. I'll be back. Same class.
My name is John. Jonathan, by the way.
Hi, nice to meet you, John, Jonathan. Well, I gotta go. I'm late for class. Thanks for picking up my books. Bye!
Hey, wait. What's your name?
Ann. Her name is Ann. I found that out 2 weeks later when I finally got the guts to talk to her again.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Ann was a good, godly girl. She was like no other girl he had ever met. She was different, always happy, something Jonathan had missed in his childhood. Jonathan and Ann were married not too long after high school, to the digest of his father. A year passed, and then came the birth of their first child, a happy time as God gave them a beautiful baby girl, Mary. However, the joyous time would quickly fade as, not long after, they were given the news that Anne had cancer. Almost a year later, just before Christmas, Anne went to be with the Lord. Jonathan's heart was broken, and he fell into a state of despair.
Why are you showing me this? Did you just come here to hurt me? Why can't you leave me alone?
God's waiting for me. See you later, and good luck.
Jonathan puts his face into his hands, broken by memories of the past. As he lifts his head, the angel of Christmas past is gone, and once again he stands alone.
Hey, where did you go? How do I get back to my room? It must have been a dream.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. I'm Michelle, the angel of Christmas present.
Oh, probably just another one to add to my misery. What are you here for?
I prefer sent by God to show you what you have missed. Now come, there is much to see and little time to see it in.
Thank you.
Even as he listens to the songs the children sing, his heart is broken again with the renewed memories of his wife's passing. Bitter at God for taking his beloved wife, he struggles with the words of the song.
Why am I here? Why do I have to put up with this? If you're such an angel, then answer me this question. Why did God have to take my Anne from me?
I cannot answer that question, but I do know God loves you. You, Jonathan, so does your daughter and the orphans, and they all want to see you come to him. I'm sorry, but I must go. God has given you another chance. Don't miss it.
Wait, you're going to leave me too?
As Mr. Jonathan stands there alone, those words begin to speak to his cold heart. God begins to open his eyes and heart to the love he has for him. He knew his daughter cared for him, but what of the orphans? Would they care if he died? Could God actually still love him after all he had done in his life? Questions that would soon be answered.
Oh, not another one. Well, I tell you, you guys just keep on coming, don't you? Anyway, who are you?
I am Gabriel. I am here to show you what you are to do.
But this is my room. That's my bed. But who's in my bed?
Look.
And why is it covered?
Look.
No, that's me. But why am I alone? I don't want to die alone.
Jonathan, God doesn't want you to die alone. He said in his word, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes.
As Gabriel speaks to Mr. Jonathan, the words pierce his very soul. He thinks, God gave his Son for me. He never realized just how much God loved him. His wife and daughter had tried to tell him, but he was too busy to realize here. As the tears begin to fall, he slowly falls back to sleep. Mr. Jonathan suddenly awakes, checking his clock. He realizes the time has not changed. It is the same exact moment it was when he fell asleep the first time. Given another chance, he jumps from his bed.
Oh, it's still the same day. Hurry. Oh, I gotta get ready. I'm gonna miss the play.
What are you doing here?
That's a long story, honey, but there's something that I gotta do.
What is it, Dad? Are you all right?
Yeah, never better. I'm fine. I need to get saved. I need to ask Jesus into my heart, but I need your help. I don't know what to do.
Really, Dad? I've prayed for this moment for a long time.
As Mary shows her dad how to be saved, Jonathan bows his head and receives Christ to the delight of his daughter.
Hey, kids, guess what? Mr. Jonathan just asked Jesus into his heart.
Yeah!
Okay. That's enough. Get back to work.
Huh?
Just kidding.
Thus, the end of our story has come. What was the peril, you say? A soul without Jesus Christ is a soul in peril. Fortunately, for Mr. Jonathan, he found the answer before it was too late. But what about you, my friends?
God bless us, everyone.